Hierdie insetsel word aan jou gebring deur Radio Kaapse Kansel op 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus by www.kaapsekansel.co.za.
I'll go with what I see on the screen. 7:44. Zanti Swanepoel, you're much smarter than I am in telling the time. How are you doing on this beautiful Wednesday?
Brad, I can always laugh at you in the morning. You make my day.
Oh, good. It sounds like you guys...
I am fabulous.
Good. It sounds like you guys had a really good weekend doing something completely different, which I'm sure has inspired your story this morning.
Absolutely. You know me so well by now. But yes, oh, wow. What a weekend. What a blessing to spend an Easter weekend, you know, being reminded that life and life in abundance is ours because of Him. Mm. Because Jesus died on a cross, because He gave us life, we can enjoy that with the people we love. And that's what we made this weekend all about. It's about family, about celebrating each other, about... We were so blessed to have a wedding also on the weekend.
Sure.
So we could celebrate new love being born and just the whole concept of how blessed we are and how amazing God is to have given us something like a marriage. Mm. And to just respect it again and honor it and just to know that how wonderful it is to not have to journey this life alone. And it's so beautiful this weekend again. Every morning I got up at 5 and I was full, the whole area was filled with mist and I could see the sun rise and I've forever written a quote of what family is to me. And family for me is like a warm and fuzzy blanket. It keeps us all warm and close connected to each other's hearts, safe, cozy, and protected. And may we never lose our wonder. May we never lose our love for family and for being together. And in my life, family is not always blood. It is everybody that built into my life, and I have the honor in building into theirs. But if we don't live like this intentionally, we miss things. And this morning, my message is something I shared, I think, 5 years ago, but it's so applicable again, and God just brought it back to me on another level. And you know me, that I always want to start in the Word of God,
yes,
because that is our bread, that's our life, that's what gives us life. And in Galatians 6, verses 2, it says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way you fulfill the law of Christ. We so many times think that the law is not applicable, but God gave us love, and He said to us, love Him and love our neighbors like we love ourselves. And He says, when we want to fulfill that law, we have to carry each other's burdens. Mm. And how do we do that if we're not deeply connected, if we don't even know what our fellow family, fellow colleagues' burdens are?
Yeah.
2 Corinthians 8, verses 13 to 14 says, for this is not for the ease of others and for your affliction, but by way of equality. At this present time, your abundance brings a supply for their need.
Mm.
So that their abundance also may become a supply for your need. Have you ever read that and know what that means? Romans 12, verses 10, that says, love one another deeply, brothers and sisters. Outdo one another in showing honor. Have you ever heard outdo one another in showing honor? Philippians 2, verses 4, everyone should look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Hebrews 10, verses 24, and let us watch out for one another to provoke love and good works. Mm. When we look out for each other, we provoke love and good works. And Brad, while we were just having fun this weekend, on a Sunday, we did, you know, the family did 8 kilometers of river rafting.
Wow.
Which is, it just impacts you on a different level. Then you really notice that you can do nothing alone.
Mm.
And that you are more powerful together and you're stronger together. And that, you go through many afflictions on the water. But at the end, if you stick it out and you stick together, you are victorious. Now, the story I want to leave you with this morning is just a perspective. Mm-hmm. It's a story I shared about 5 years ago, but it just grabbed my attention again to what we are to do to fulfill the law of love in our lives. You see, Charles Plum was a Navy jet pilot fighter in Vietnam. And after 75 combat missions, can you imagine that? His plane was destroyed by a surface-to-air missile. Plum ejected and parachuted into enemy hands. He was captured and spent 6 years in a communist Vietnamese prison. I don't even imagine what that was like. He survived this ordeal and shares one of the many experiences he had and lessons learned. One day when Plum and his wife were sitting in a restaurant, a man at another table came up to him and said, "You are Plum. Mm. You flew jet fighters in Vietnam from the aircraft Kitty Hawk. You were shot down." Plum obviously replied with, "How in the world did you know that?" "Because I stuck to parachute," the man replied.
Sure.
Plum gasped in surprise and gratitude. The man pumped his hand and said, "Well, I guessed it had worked." Plum assured him, "It sure did, sir. If your suit hadn't worked, I wouldn't have been here today." But Plum couldn't sleep that night, thinking about that man. He says, "I kept wondering what he might have looked like in a Navy uniform. A white hat, a bib in the back, bell-bottom trousers. I wondered how many times I may have seen him and not even said, 'Good morning, how are you?' or anything, because you see, I was a fighter pilot and he was just a sailor." Plum thought of the many hours this sailor spent on a long wooden table in the bowels of a ship, carefully weaving the shreds and folding the stalks of each sheet, holding in his hands each time the fate of somebody he didn't even know. My question over this weekend and today to myself and to every listener is, who is packing your parachute? Who helps you get through every day? Makes the day easier, safer, or just more pleasant? The other question I want to leave you with is, for who are you packing a parachute today? Because each of us are touched by individuals who provide what we need to make it through every day. Praise those people. In Zulu, there is the most beautiful greeting, and I use it often because it says so much more than hello. Siyabonga means I see you. How precious to see people that are packing your parachute every day. The people around you. Brad at the radio station, maybe the technicians. When you fill your car with petrol, the attendants, the waiters, your parents, your kids, the teachers at school, caregivers, your wife, your husband. We need many kinds of parachutes to survive this day metaphorically. We need physical parachutes. We need mental, emotional, and spiritual parachutes. And you call on all of these before you reach safety. Today, I want to challenge you. Praise the people around you. For when you support the kind of behavior that you respect, you are making it more likely to happen again. I want to say that again. When you support and praise the kind of behavior that you respect, you are making it more likely to happen again. Today, tomorrow, the day after that, be aware. Notice. See the parachute packers in your life. Salute them, honor them, praise them. And then live a life of intent where you notice need or care and become a parachute packer for those around you. For then, and then only, Romans 12 verses 10 will become alive in your life, which says, love one another deeply, brothers and sisters. Outdo one another in sharing and showing honor. Challenge yourself to a I see you life from today. Amen.
Hierdie insetsel is aan jou gebring deur Radio Kaapse Kansel op 729 AM. Besoek ons gerus op www.kaapsekansel.co.za.